rehearsal environment, what do you think it's going to be like?
I'd imagine it'd be like it was my first year here. They're going to be crazy. The fans are really good for them over there, and it should be a lot of fun.
Do you work on that in practice, the noise and all that stuff?
Yeah, Coach will blast the stereo in Kinnick, and he'll bring some speakers out here sometimes. So, I mean, you can't fully recreate it, but he does a really good job trying to.
From the opportunities you've gotten in the past to travel with the team for road games, how have you gone about your preparation?
Try to keep it as similar as you can to a home game, because stay in a hotel just like we always do for home and away. And I think the biggest thing is just understanding you are away in a hostile environment, but also understanding that it's the same routine. You have to keep it as such, and you can't overthink it, thinking, oh, we're away. Just think of, hey, this is another football game, just like when you're home. This is another football game that we really need to worry about and focus on the team that we're playing.
Is there anything unique about your routine that you feel you have to be able to do, like, before you go out to the stadium on that?
No, I used to be more superstitious, but I'm a little less now, so.
You got so many different wide receivers and tight ends. Does that affect you timing-wise when you got that many guys that you're throwing to?
Definitely a little bit, because you got certain guys who are a little quicker, maybe get out of their breaks a little faster, and that's something that coaches are always preaching, that know your personnel, know who's in there. And then also Coach Cannon does a really good job with getting those guys, and Coach Hernandez does a good job with telling them that, hey, everything needs to be the same regardless of who's in.
You're not afraid to throw at anybody. You threw to Kittle and Vandenberg this week. You see that in practice and you have confidence in them?
Yeah, I mean, if you've thrown it to them in practice and they catch it and they run the right routes, I mean, why wouldn't you give them the ball when they're open?
Yeah, what's your impressions of the rivalry now?
It's crazy. It's always crazy. The fact is, it's always a good game. Iowa State, Iowa, always a great game, and I have nothing but respect for those guys. They do a great job, and we'll definitely have our hands full, and we'll have to be ready to go on Saturday.
You hear about it on campus?
Not as much. You just see it more so, I'd say.
What's your impression of their defense? I haven't seen some tape now.
They fly to the ball. They do a good job of that. They make you earn yards, which I think is really good for any defense. You have to really earn what you get, and they're not just going to give it to you. I think that's the big thing, that a good week of preparation will help.
I know you redshirted 2 years ago, but did you make that trip to Jack Trice?
Yes.
What do you remember from that experience?
I remember coming out for pregame and then the corners not being full, and then coming out for the game and the corners where the hills were being completely full of people, like it was a fully enclosed stadium. So I thought that was kind of neat, just how they – I mean, the grass seating was completely full, and just how crazy the fans were.
Was it something that was it exactly how you maybe envisioned it being, or was it just kind of something that caught you off guard?
I don't know if I envisioned it, because I didn't really know that much. Mm-hmm. My official visit was to the Iowa State Iowa game, but that was in Kinnick, so that was different. And I necessarily envisioned it, but seeing it once already has definitely helped you understand what to expect.
Same time, as a player, you like playing in those atmospheres, you know, with the crowd like that.
Yeah, that's why we play football. You play because it's fun to go into other stadiums, see all these different interesting stadiums, fans, and I mean, just like other teams want to come in and beat you at your home field. It's another opportunity to play football, which is what we're all trying to do.
How does this rivalry maybe compare to other rivalries that you've seen, you know, growing up around? I know you're not from around here.
Very similar to, I mean, down by me, the Miami, Florida, Florida State rivalry, all those teams. They don't like each other. Those guys don't like each other. But they're always good games. And it doesn't matter if I remember Miami was having a down year and then they played Florida State and they played them really tough. And Florida State, I think, only won by about a touchdown. So it's just rivalries are that for a reason, because they're always going to be good games and it's always a good game.
How hard is has it been to keep the offensive sustained and get momentum with the penalties? It seemed to be slow you guys down as much as anything right now.
Well, yeah, you don't want self-inflicting wounds. That's something Coach Ferris always talks about. And anytime that happens, you have to put it away and not think about it. But you still understand that, hey, it's now first and 15, not first and 10. That obviously makes the drive a little bit tougher.
When you say you see the rivalry is around campus instead of maybe hearing about it, what specifically do you see?
Beat State shirts. and you just hear, like, in newspapers and stuff, that the Cy-Hawk series, all that stuff. You don't necessarily hear students, per se, saying, oh, we got Iowa State this week, stuff like that.
coming from the program you came from in Florida, what's the status of that program down there? I mean, I know you guys are on ESPN. Did you guys feel like you guys were always kind of having to live up to that?
I think we felt that it really depended on what the teams did before us. They're the reasons that we had the opportunities that we did. The reason that, and that was something that Coach Smith always said, that, I mean, we're not, it's not because of us that we're playing on ESPN this week. It's because of all those guys, those hundreds of players before us that had gotten us there, that helped us to be on the stage we were.
Did anybody, did that, how did that play come into Iowa? I mean, everybody kind of probably heard of, you know, people who were tuned in had heard of your school probably. Did anybody notice, anybody say anything, or were you just thrown into basically Gen Pop? And had to, you know, swim on your own.
I mean, a couple guys had know it. Yeah, some guys knew about my school, some didn't. Some knew coming in. I was like, "Oh, what school did you go to?" And they're like, "Oh, I think I've heard of that." And I mean, it's kind of cool that the St. Thomas Aquinas has a more of a national program.
Jake, how unique of a rivalry game is this?
Oh, very unique. I mean, Iowa State, always great games for all sports. That's what I've noticed since I've been here. All the sports, they're very intense, and I mean, I think it's a fun atmosphere. You got to go out there against a team, and a team that's in the same state as you, that it's just fun.
Making your first career road start in a hostile environment like you will be in a rivalry game, does that add any more, I guess, significance to your first career road start?
I wouldn't say so. Each game is very important. It's really just about the game at hand, and traveling, not traveling, Coach Ferentz does a good job of keeping us even keel and saying, hey, it's another game that we have to worry about. This is the most important game of our schedule.
Just wanted to ask you, I heard a quote last week from Bill Belichick talked about dependability being more important than ability, or something that he values more. Is that something that you hear the coaches preaching to you guys as an offense, whether you're going through meetings, going through practice, just any sort of team activities?
Coach Davis loves that saying. He loves dependability more than anything, and it's because then you know guys are going to be in the right space at the right time, and I think that is very important.
As a quarterback, is that something that you feel you have to, you know, pass along then to the other guys, like whether you're on the field or just when you're in groups on the sidelines and the defense is out there and you're just kind of going over plays, going over things?
Well, definitely. You have to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to during the game and during practice. It's understanding the angle that you're coming out of a break, or understanding what the linemen are seeing, what they're saying about, hey, maybe they're jumping, we have to go on to, we have to change it up a little bit, just to keep them a little more honest.
How much of a role do you feel that maybe played for you, and or that you feel you had to do in order to become the guy that you are today, is in terms of, you know, showing the coaches that, hey, you can be dependable in this certain situation?
I think it's really big in the off season with strength conditioning. Mm-hmm. You can't get any better if you don't show up. That's the first thing, and that's always some of the biggest battles for a lot of people. And just doing the work that you need to do, understanding what you have to get done each and every day, and coming out there and actually doing it.